Hi, this is fan commentary for the Pixar short film Lifted. I am Netbug009.
This is Jesus Freak.
And this is Lightning Eclipse.
So, this is personally a favorite short film because I guess I'm kind of a sci-fi freak. Is this anybody else's favorite here?
I would say
For me, it was...
Go ahead, Andy.
Well, I had a hard time when I saw Presto after Wall-E because it was just as creative and funny, but I still think Lifted beats it just by a hair.
Well, everything Pixar does is pretty much funny. I don't think I've seen them make a short that I didn't laugh at least.
True.
I would say this is probably my second favorite Pixar short, right behind Presto. Just because Presto probably made me laugh a little bit more.
Presto was really funny.
Yeah.
And then we've got these guys.
I think I said it in the last commentary, Oh, sorry, go ahead, Andy.
As we all know, the main character, that guy right here, he's modeled after Link, too.
Yeah.
Oh man, the soundboard thing. This was based off a soundboard, and that was kind of what inspired the person. I believe that, like, the director was a soundboard person, or a sound director, who got into this, and I have been around soundboards, because I actually work in media at my church, and I see these things, and it's just kind of like, it's huge. It really is. This isn't a far cry from it. It's a little more exaggerated, but I've looked at these things, and I guess I've thought, oh, look, you just press this, and the person who's run it is just like, no, it's not that easy.
Yeah. I think I said it in the last commentary we did, but I really, really, really love the facial expressions on the aliens. They're just so cartoony, and I'm such a fan of cartoony sort of expressions. Also, I just love aliens.
Aliens and robots.
The two best things to ever exist. Almost.
Yep.
And, oh man. Yeah, the facial expressions are really good because they have to be, because the characters don't really talk. There's been a lot of pantomime practice at Pixar for a long time. It's not like Wall-E was the first thing they did.
Yeah.
True. See, I just love his eye movements right here. He's like,
I know, his eyes, they just shrink. I love it.
And bam, that was... Give me your mouth.
And he's like, let me try. And he's like, get away from me. You feel so sorry for him here.
I know, he's just so cute.
I think a lot of people can kind of relate to this, because at some point or another, they've just been trying to do something, and somebody else has just, like, totally outclassed them, and it's made them feel really bad, because they've messed it up, because everybody has this thing they want to try, especially when we're younger, you know?
Yeah. I could definitely relate to him, in a way. And just look at him, he's so sad
he's
and so, cute.
He's crying! Cheer up, emo alien!
I'm sorry, I'm going into sappy girly mode.
Yeah, I am a little bit too. Well, aliens are cool, and robots and spaceships and sci-fi is just cool, man.
Yeah, I grew up on that stuff.
Then, yeah.
Boom.
I remember when I first saw this, and I don't know if many people noticed, but the mailbox flag drops.
It does?
It does. You can barely see it, but I've got the subtitles on for some reason, and it says that it drops. And you can barely hear it. Why do I have the subtitles on?
That's funny. Well, I guess this is the end of the short, so this has been Lightning Eclipse.
Yeah, and this is Netbug, and